Welcome to Uncomplicating Weight Loss and Life. I'm your host, Eva Rodriguez, former HR executive turned holistic life, health, and weight loss coach. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to lose weight without dieting, how to exercise to burn fat and reshape your body, and how to lose the mental and emotional weight that keeps you stuck. My life has given me lots of twists, turns, and traumas, but instead of defeating me, it's made me strong as fuck. I've been able to turn my hot mess into a fiery message that if I can transform my health and my life, so can you. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Here's a question that I want you to think about that one of my coaches recently asked me. What four words best describe your life right now and why? This is such a powerful question to help untangle the thoughts in your mind, to help you understand why you're feeling the way you're feeling right now, and to activate your subconscious to start looking for solutions. When I asked myself this question this morning, the first four words that came to my mind were the hot mess express. And I chuckled because I'm kind of funny, and also because from the outside looking in, you can't really tell. I tend to appear to have my shit together. And I usually do, to an extent. I mean, sure, my son never gets to school on time because we both chronically oversleep. But who cares? They don't do shit in homeroom anyway. And sure, every time I text someone and they don't text me back in a timely fashion, my mind immediately goes to, they must be dead. Which is not great for my anxiety, but it's a trauma response and I've just learned to live with it. But for the most part, I appear to be calm, cool, and collected about 95% of the time. Unless I'm being coached. When I'm being coached, I'm a hot mess. Now, in case you don't know this about me, I have a lot of coaches. I mean, probably more than the average person. I have a coach for each part of my life because I believe so much in the power of coaching. When I'm being coached, I'm a hot mess. I'm either crying and carrying on about something or the other, or I'm catastrophizing things, or I'm pouting when my coach tells me something that I don't like, but I know she's right. I'm doing the exact same thing you probably do when you're being coached. But over the past few days, I've had a big realization about why my life has been a hot mess lately. And the epiphany actually came to me while I was coaching one of my clients. We were talking about trauma and the major impacts that she's had at different phases of her life so that we could start working on healing those parts. And that's when it hit me. One of the biggest reasons why I've been feeling so dysregulated is because I've been cleaning up a deep core wound since around October of last year. I worked with a dating coach for a few months, and one thing about dating is that it will bring up all your shit. So imagine you have like a storage closet with things from your childhood, your college years, your career, past relationships, and it's packed with boxes all the way to the ceiling. And the only time you open the closet is to pile in more shit that you don't want to throw away, but you also don't want to see it every day. So you just throw things in there. And one day, you decide to open the closet door because you're trying to find this one specific thing, but everything starts to fall on top of you. Because what I didn't say was that the storage closet was organized, because it isn't organized. And now you're left with a mess, and you can either quickly stuff it all back in and deal with it later, or you can decide to sort through the mess and figure out if you still need to be holding on to that thing from 20 years ago. So that's essentially what happened when I started dating again this past October after a long hiatus. And in the process of looking for my person, whom I actually think I found, or I hope I found, I also found myself. And in doing the work of finding myself, I had to face my past, my core wounds, my insecurities, and I had to stop pretending like I had it all together. Because in the past, I would present like I have everything under control. I don't need nobody. I can do anything in my 5-inch heels, try to keep up. I had this whole unbothered persona. But when I was being that version of me, I wasn't allowing anyone to see my vulnerable side, to see who I really am when I take off my makeup and heels and put on my sweatpants. And I remember just thinking, but what if they don't like me? What if I show up with no persona and they think I'm too much, too extra, too particular, too over the top? Who cares, right? That just means he's not my person. Well, yes. And I couldn't dismiss the what ifs because they were all tied to my core wound of thinking that I've never been good enough. And until I worked through that, I was going to stay circling the drain. See, this is a part of the healing and transformation work that's necessary for lasting change. And the irony is, I do it every day in my client sessions, but I kept putting it off in my personal life. Because to be honest, after years of coaching and therapy, I was just tired of picking at my scabs. So instead, I dove headfirst into helping people because that felt much better than unpacking my messy thoughts about my life. But as resistant as I was, peeling back my layers, especially to men, because men have historically caused a lot of pain in my life, I was determined to try something new. After all, coaching ain't cheap, and I was gonna get my money's worth. So I started focusing on my feelings and on my self-forgiveness. One thing my dating coach helped me to see was that I was incredibly judgmental and self-critical. I mean, I knew this, but I didn't realize how it was impacting my dating strategy, how it was impacting my relationships with other people in general. So I started there. It got to the point where I was pulling out my feelings wheel several times throughout the day because I would have these intrusive thoughts. And in order to understand the origin, I needed to get clear on how I was feeling underneath the surface. Because on the surface, my feelings were generally annoyed and frustrated with the whole process. But where did that come from? Well, it always goes back to our mother wound, right? Growing up, my mom was always generally annoyed and frustrated with me at all times. So it makes a lot of sense why that's been running in the background of the soundtrack of my life, distorting the messages that were coming through. The more emotional unpacking I did, the more I started unlocking memories that I had stuffed away in that storage closet. And a lot of the memories were really embarrassing, especially in regards to dating and romance. I mean, who hasn't done something reckless and humiliating in the name of love? But let me tell you something about me. Everything I do it with big and intense Leo energy. So my recklessness is epic, okay? And I had to process all of those feelings of shame. Now, processing feelings is not a fun time. I mean, it's very necessary, but it can be very uncomfortable. I had to start learning how to forgive myself for being a hot mess the majority of my life. And let me tell you something else. I've evolved and I've matured a lot over the last, say, 5 years. More than probably any other time in my life. But forgiveness has never been a strong suit for me. I did not grow up in a forgiving home. I have a hard time accepting apologies. I've never been one to forgive and forget. I'm more like a fuck you and fuck off. The problem with that is I was also applying that line of thinking towards myself by judging the past versions of me for making the mistakes, for taking the wrong turns, for allowing people to mistreat me, because deep down, I didn't think I was worthy. Worthy of love, worthy of respect, worthy of being heard. And I quickly started to realize that the only way I'd be able to successfully date and not attract the men that I used to attract, the narcissists and abusers that are drawn to empaths like me, with deep trauma, with fragmented selves, with deep insecurities. Those types of people are drawn to people like me, like moths to a flame. So I had to go back and revisit my why. And my why for dating went far beyond just having a companion, which is what I used to say, you know, on the surface. What I was really looking for was to finally be in a healthy, loving, grounded relationship for the first time in my life. And the only way to do that is to create a healthy, loving, grounded foundation with myself. So I went on a quest to do just that. And when I set my mind to do something, I'm pretty relentless. I said, I'm gonna heal my goddamn wounds today. Okay, I know that's not how healing works, but remember, you're on the Hot Mess Express with me right now, and I have big Leo energy. And so it got intense. My damn insomnia came back, and my insomnia gets triggered by big stress. And I was stressed. I was doing way too much at the same time, and I was quickly catching feelings for someone who seemingly came out of nowhere. And I thought, oh shit, I'm not ready. I'm not healed yet. I had to hurry up and heal or he'll like fly away. And I realize this is only funny to me because you don't know that he's a pilot. But now you do. He's a pilot. He flies all the time. And I was freaking out because I was thinking, oh my gosh, I can't be a hot mess around him. What if he thinks I'm a weirdo? And something my dating coach said to me was, you can't say the wrong thing to the right man. And I thought to myself, oh yeah? Watch me. Did I try to sabotage a relationship because I got scared of possible rejection? Sure. Do I occasionally have nightmares about him having drug-fueled orgies with the flight attendants? Also yes. But he has remained solid in my life. My hot messness hasn't scared him away. And I'm still on this healing journey. I believe that healing is a forever journey that you choose to go on. I don't actually think you ever arrive at fully healed because life will always find ways to trigger you. But the journey teaches you how to manage your thoughts and feelings around it so that it doesn't take you back as far into the trenches as it may have done before. And that is growth. Sometimes your healing journey feels like you're on a big freight train that's moving really slow, and you have more time to process things one by one. In my current healing journey, I'm going full speed ahead on my Hot Mess Express, meaning a lot of things started happening in my life very quickly around November of last year. And there were times where I felt like I was losing my mind. There were times when I thought, why the hell do I need to keep dealing with this shit? When will I finally be done with this pain, with this discomfort, with this healing? But as I've been doing the work of finding my true self, the work of accepting myself so much more, the work of reconnecting with my intuition by working with a shaman, by working with my spiritualist, I'm no longer thinking or believing that being a hot mess is bad or a bad reflection on me. This has been my season of being a hot mess, and it's okay because it's just part of my growth and healing. What if this is your season too? What if instead of judging yourself and your life for not looking a certain way, you instead look at it through a lens of compassion and curiosity? What if instead you asked yourself, okay, what is it that I'm actually missing right now? What exactly do I need to be solving for? Because it can't just be everything, because everything will keep you stuck in overwhelm. What lessons should I be looking for right now? And who can help me sort through and untangle these things? Those questions are so much more powerful than asking, why is this happening to me? They're so much more useful than making it mean that something's wrong with you or that you'll never get out of this messy middle. What if you can turn your hot mess into a lukewarm mess, a room temperature mess? And what if Just what if, like me, you decide to stop judging your hot mess and turn it into a hot message that healing is a journey. Healing is messy, and that just means you're growing and evolving in a world where a lot of people choose to stay stuck in the familiar. I don't want to be stuck in the familiar. There's no growth there. And if you're listening to this, I know that neither do you. To learn more about how to work with me, click on the link in the description. That's all for today. Bye for now. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. To learn more about how to work with me, go to eva.fit and click on the Work With Me button. While you're there, be sure to check out my free weight loss resources so that you can get a jump start on your journey. I'll see you there.